In more than a dozen television specials and stage shows in his native England, illusionist Darren Brown has showcased a wide range of nearly impossible abilities, including convincing ordinary people to take alarming actions. In his debut Broadway show, Brown seemingly reads the minds of the entire crowd. I recently asked Brown about what makes his brand of magic, or mentalism as he calls it, appealing to audiences. In this stage show, Miracle, performed in London, Brown took on the illusion of faith healing and appears to heal an audience member with bad eyesight.
Open your eyes. Let's have a look. Thank you. Does it look any clearer to you?
Turn off the shower if you've been out for a walk.
This is effortless. This is effortless. Your eyesight is healed. You don't need these anymore. You can throw those glasses away.
You go out of your way to tell people you are not a psychic, you're not a faith healer. What do you do?
I'm technically a mentalist. That's
yeah, what's a mentalist mean?
Well, exactly. It's like a branch of sort of magic, I guess, but it deals with the mind rather than, you know, finding your playing card or pulling a rabbit out of a hat. What you're seeing is kind of mind reading and influence at work in an audience participation based show.
How do you mind read or influence in such a large crowd?
I have to work with random audience members, otherwise it could just look like, you know, everyone's a plant. Polly, very nice to meet you. Don't look at me now and sleep. I've got you. Right the way down. Right the way deep. Right
the way sound. The suspicion that audience members are in on the act is heightened in a show like Brown's. At this press event, Brown claims to read a woman's mind, guessing correctly which audience member she was picturing in her head.
Daniel and David, sit down. Actually, Justin, you can sit down. And I should just leave one of you if you're still standing. Great, one person left. Your name is?
Brendan.
Brendan, turn it around. Who were you thinking of? Brendan! Excellent! And I think there's a feeling that creeps in that you're the only real person in the audience and everybody else is in on it. I hear that quite a lot.
The stage show that at least you have here in New York right now, it's kind of a long process and you're building towards a thesis throughout the program and the audience is kind of revealed one layer after another and at the end they're, well, hopefully they're impressed.
What any magician does is a great analogy for how we interpret the world. You know, you're a magician of any sort, of which I am, and I've got one foot in that world, is making you pay attention to certain elements of a story and join up the dots in the way that he wants you to or she wants you to. And, of course, this is what we do in life all the time. We have this infinite data source coming at us. We edit and delete that to make sense of what's going on. We need to form a narrative, and then we mistake that narrative for the truth.
What are the things that you're looking for to say, this is somebody that I can work with?
I throw out frisbees to choose people, and within a second of how somebody catches the frisbee and just says, puts a hand up and says hello, or says their name, I know exactly how they're going to be on stage. It's like a little microcosm of how they are on stage. And then how they are on stage is a microcosm of how they're going to be in life. And a thing that I learned, which I found very helpful just for myself, just from doing these shows, is if people come up and they're nervous, which of course they are because it's a baffling, weird situation, it's what they do with those nerves. If they're just nervous, and if we are just nervous when we're nervous, the audience love them, right? The audience are feeling vicariously, well, that could be me up there.
Yeah.
They're seeing them as vulnerable, and vulnerability is a strength when it's perceived by other people. It doesn't feel very strong at the time, but to everybody watching, it feels like strength.
They almost want to root for them versus you.
Exactly.
Brown has adapted the principles of mentalism for TV, showing how the same methods of suggestion and influence used for his stage shows can work in the real world. In his special, The Push, Brown orchestrates an elaborate setup with actors to convince an unwitting participant to push a stranger off a roof.
Just give him one big push.
That seems like an insane proposition from the get-go. First of all, why would you even want to do that?
Why would you want to do it?
Right? But then secondly, by the time you get to the end, it's sort of a stunning reveal.
What I tend to do with these is large-scale Truman Show-style setup. So there's normally one person going through it that doesn't know that they're part of a TV show. There's all these actors, and it's this sort of dark psychological journey. So the point was, through social compliance, could you push someone to commit murder? And obviously they didn't really commit murder, but because it's staged, but they don't realize it's staged.
You're sort of pulling the audience on camera aside and explaining what's happening,
exactly.
Which I think is something very strange to a U.S. audience thinking about magic. It's like, wait, he's telling us how he's doing it.
But there's no magic tricks in it.
Chris is enmeshed in a web of lies, and that's important. I need him to feel like there's only one way out when he's told to commit murder.
You're now watching a real person going through a really, you know, a dramatic situation that's unfolding, which is so much more compelling than someone just trying to look clever. And the point of it is a show about social compliance and what the people that did it, and I don't want to give away the ending of the show, but from these things that I do, come away very often with a sense of, they all come out feeling amazing about it, even if it looks like a very dark and reckless journey.
One of the other ones, Sacrifice.
There is absolutely an immigration problem in the United States.
Yes, I'm taking someone who's essentially kind of racist and seeing if they'll lay down their life for an illegal immigrant. And using these powers of persuasion and programming and conditioning and so on to get him there. He was caught up in a narrative from his own socio-economic pressures that he was under, and he had a particular narrative about Mexican people and what that meant and what their motives were, and the key was to undo that and actually
have him see
real people. And this isn't a kind of those kind of makeover-y type shows where people are being spat out on a conveyor belt every week. These things take maybe 8 months to make. I do one of them a year, and it's a huge thing for somebody to go through. So I've always remained friends with them.
Are you concerned that these people might have PTSD after surviving something like this?
Well, I would be if we treated them irresponsibly. But despite how reckless the shows can look, they're incredibly well handled and vetted, and in terms of the sort of duty of care afterwards, all of that is huge. And I've just stayed in touch with them forever, and they've all said it's the best thing they've ever done, aside from, you know, weddings and having children.
Darren Brown, thanks so much for joining us.
On that note, thank you very much indeed. Thanks for having me. Thank you.